23 minutes after 12, good afternoon to you. A comment yesterday by the mayor of Tshwane, Saliam Samunga, that the best way to calm down the situation involving violence between homeowners and people living in an informal settlement in Mahube may be to build a wall between them. The area has seen violence between residents of the middle class area and the informal settlement dwellers. The member of the mayoral committee for the city of Tshwane for human settlements is Councillor Mandla Nkomo. He's on the line from Tshwane now. Councillor Nkomo, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. How would building a wall make Tshwane great again?
Okay, thank you very much. Afternoon. I think let me just explain this. Mahubeville Extension 1 at the Burnett Houses, there has been a wall that has been there because it's a gated community. So what happened with the invasion, the people, they broke the wall so that they can be able to access the infrastructure and they can be able to connect illegal connections of electricity, water and sanitation. So what we are actually saying is that we have to rebuild that particular wall because it has been there before and that community felt safe because they were staying in a gated area.
So in other words, for you, it's about protecting the people in the wall, in the gated community?
No, it's not about that because even the and again, the issue of the wall was not raised by us. It was raised by both communities because we had a meeting with that community of the land invaders and the community of the burned houses. And they said, the ones from the shack, they said to us that the only way is to rebuild that, that wall because of the interdict, so as to ensure that even themselves, they can be able to monitor people from their side who want to tamper with the infrastructure of the municipality.
The real problem here, I suppose, Councillor, is that the people who are living in the informal settlement are living there because there's nowhere else for them to live, there's nowhere better, and there's nowhere with formal services. In other words, with its own electricity connection and sanitation connection. Is there any way to resolve that problem? In other words, find a different site for them to live on that maybe has better services?
No, I think in an ideal world, we would have loved to have the pieces of land whereby we put services and we put people there. And also looking at the number of the beneficiary lists that we're having in our database. But unfortunately, with the situation that's happening now, we find that we have syndicates who identify those pieces of land, whether it's private or being owned by the municipality, and put people there. In a way whereby they are making money out of these people and knowing very well that they can be able to tamper with the infrastructure of the city.
Are you suggesting this is driven by criminals?
Most definitely, because even yesterday I managed to open a case against one criminal who is known to be selling the stands there.
Surely that's fraud. I mean, I would imagine it would be pretty easy to prove that had happened. If there had been any document that had changed hands between this alleged criminal and the people who are living there, you would have the proof you needed.
No, there's a proof that was also on national TV and on a channel TV whereby the person came forward and said, yeah, I've been selling those pieces of land because we didn't have a place to stay. And then it's on TV and everybody saw it. And one of the person that got arrested used to be one of our councillors of the DA then. And then he was caught red-handed selling a piece of land to people. So we have proof, and that's why we've opened those criminal cases.
Councillor Mandla Nkomo, thanks very much indeed. The member of the Mayoral Committee for Human Settlements for the City of Tshwane.